A judge has recommended a man who pleaded guilty to trafficking and weapons offenses committed in Vancouver serve the remainder of his sentence at the Prince George Regional Correctional Center. By doing so, Ryan David Patrick would remain close to his supports and away from the downtown East Side, Provincial Court Judge Reginald Harris said in a decision issued January 23. Patrick was sentenced to 2 years for dealing in fentanyl, as well as concurrent terms of 18 months for trafficking in cocaine and 6 months for possessing a weapon for a dangerous purpose. Less credit for time served, Patrick had 6 months and 2 weeks to go as of sentencing. The outcome stems from a December 2018 police action in which they executed a search warrant on a single-room occupancy building on Richard Street. In an array of plastic bags, as well as a jar and a pop tin, they found nearly 50 grams of cocaine, nearly 30 grams of methamphetamine and mixtures of fentanyl, methamphetamine and etazolam adding up to 9.5 grams. Two scales, hundreds of small Ziploc baggies, a grinder and cutting agents were also uncovered. Police also seized an imitation 9mm handgun, bear spray and a baton. Patrick pleaded guilty to the three counts in July 2022 and charges against co-accused Sandra Lorraine Sloan were stayed in December 2022. Harris noted that when Patrick was asked about his offenses, he commented that he was living in a building, full of addicts, where overdoses were common and that now with the clarity of sobriety, recognizes his actions were wrong. But notably, Patrick did not express concern to the writer of the pre-sentence report for the harm he may have caused those who purchased drugs from him. Harris also found Patrick's pre-sentence report and the psychological assessment confirms his substance misuse as the primary driver to his criminal conduct. Patrick, who hails from Ontario, started using marijuana when he was 14 and by 22, he was using cocaine regularly. Then, and after moving to Vancouver, he started using heroin. Thereafter, he progressed to using heroin every day for 6 years, Harris wrote. Whether Patrick has indeed been transferred to PGRCC could not be confirmed. Privacy laws prevent BC Corrections from confirming whether an individual is in custody or under community supervision, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General said in an email. However, Patrick has some loose ends to tie up in this city. He continues to face counts of robbery with a firearm, assault causing bodily harm and firearms offences from an alleged March 2021 incident in Prince George. Patrick also continues to face counts of resisting arrest and breaching release orders from separate incidents alleged to have been committed in Prince George. According to an online obituary, Sloan died on January 22, 2023.